Harper Audio presents Don't Let My Baby Do Rodeo by Boris Fishman. This is the author. For West is where we all plan to go someday. It is where you go to grow up with the country. Robert Penwarren, All the King's Men. The conquest of the physical world is not man's only duty. He is also enjoined to conquer the great wilderness of himself. James Baldwin, The Price of the Ticket. Part 1. East. Chapter 1. 2012. Maya had been early to pick up Max the day he didn't come home with the school bus. Usually, she was still powering up Sylvan Gate Drive when the old yellow bus sputtered to its crown, the doors exhaled, and Max tumbled out, always before the croon girl, because Max always took the front seat. Even in the family Corolla, it was Alex at the wheel, Max in the passenger seat, and Maya in the back. Maya had gathered that the popular children sat back of the bus. She had asked Max once why he wasn't among them. "There's too much noise in the back," he had said, and she had felt a hidden satisfaction at his indifference. That day, after a week of disabling warmth premature even for New Jersey in June, a note of unhumid reprieve had snuck into the air. Maya had caught it on her drive home from the hospital, and so she had walked out of the townhouse early. On the rare occasions Alex was home early enough to collect Max, he drove the 1,000 yards to the head of the drive. Alex enjoyed the very American possibility of this convenience. But Maya walked. She was on her feet all day at the hospital, but she shuttled between 3 rooms, and it was all indoors. In Kiev, Maya's mother had always awaited her by the school doors, painted and repainted until they looked like lumpy old women. The walk home was time alone for mother and daughter. By the time they reached their apartment, Maya's father would already be at the kitchen table, slouched over the sports section, the only part of the newspaper where things didn't have to be perfect. Maya's mother would begin their walk by asking all the questions a mother was required to ask of a daughter's school day. Even as an 8-year-old, Max's age, Maya understood this as a formality. But then, after a discreet pause, Galina Shulman would bring her daughter up to date on the indiscreet doings of the great circus of their 1,000-apartment building. Maya was exhilarated by these walks, for she felt her mother spoke as if Maya was not present, or if she were, then as an equal, a friend, not a daughter to whom convention described responsibilities. So, a silent hello to a woman now 5,000 miles away, Maya picked up Max from the school bus. It wasn't particularly necessary. The danger was not in the distance Max would have to cover down to their townhouse, but in his time out in the world. But it was Maya's only time alone with her son. She used it to try to understand why she couldn't always speak with Max in the same easy, unspooling way her mother had spoken with her. Maya did not have her mother's imagination. That was part of it, certainly. Nor did she have her mother's curiosity about her neighbors, though Maya knew that this was a failure of her looking, not their living. But none of that seemed the answer. Maya asked her son about school, questions he answered politely and briefly. She never failed to marvel at the unkinked Russian speech of her not-Russian son. And then both fell silent. All she could think was to take his hand, and he let her hold it. She felt she was failing him in some way. Failing him and couldn't say how. She felt thick and graceless. They had been lucky, the adoption supervisor had kept reminding them, as if he worked on commission. American parents often had to go abroad to find children. Malaysia, Korea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?